WWOF gives you the time of day.
At the sound of the tone, the time will be exactly 8:14 and 23 seconds. And let's see what the big stories are in today's Hoople Scoop. Seems to be mostly ads today. Here's an important item. A report from Minot that fish in the Mouse River have been dying by the hundreds due to the low water level. State health and game officials have requested that water from Lake Darling be rushed downhill to the Minot area as quickly as possible. And now let's take a look at the statewide junior high intramural basketball scores for last night. Fargo beat Bismarck 108-3, and Devil's Lake dumped Dickinson 7-6. Anamoose trounced Tuttle 205-189, while McVille murdered Mose 487-32. Cogswell clobbered Gwinner 93-60 as Velva and Voltaire tied at 20-20, while Pingree punctured Daisy 40-19. Cannonball flattened Frida 206-106, and Donnybrook squeezed out air 503-501. Meanwhile, Vang was victorious over Monango 2-1, Overly overwhelmed Napoleon 18-12, Gackle and Fingal were even at 7-up, and Beulah bowed to Burt 20-1. And that's the news from the Late City edition of the Hoople Scoop. And it's PDQ Bach time again. And this time we're going to hear the Fugue in C minor for Calliope Four Hands, Shikelly number 3.14. This piece is sometimes known as the Toot Fugue, and we will now hear it performed by the famous four-handed organist Emmanuel Pedel, playing on the chamber or indoor calliope of the Grindig Family Circus at Eagle, Austria. And this is for Carl and Philip and Manny and all the rest of the gang down there at the King's Court Motel.